Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Come in with your high vibe, because I know that you're focusing on what you want as opposed to what you do not want. And this is the place where we get to increase your vibrational frequency, okay, so you can attract in all the good. So what level are you vibrating at now? If it's anything that's low or negative, or it feels as if it's dragging you down, leave it at the door. Come in, grab your favorite beverage, and let's begin. So this morning, I found myself just thinking about dress code. I was thinking that I found that as I've got older, my dress code has become more refined. And I think it's because as you get older, you become more wise, you have more wisdom, you become more conscious of how you are portraying yourself and how you're being received from others. And of course, you dress to suit the shape of your body and, you know, all of those things just kind of like add up, don't they? And as I followed that trail of thought, I thought about the fact that men, or should I say men who are high quality men, and by that I mean high quality men who are looking to settle down, for example, I would say that they feel attracted, or should I say, to women who are more conscious of the way they dress. In other words, it's not like, you know, the young girls who wear everything is out. And I'm talking about some young girls, obviously not all girls or some people, where not everything is on show. And, you know, when I was younger, I would describe myself as a sexy, savvy mama. But, you know, when you think about the librarian type looking girls, you know, the girls, you know, they've got probably like a shirt up to their neck, and then they've got the skirt, a long skirt, maybe with a little, you know, a little flirtatious kind of like slit at the side. But there's a particular way that they're dressed. And I found myself thinking about that kind of dress code and thinking about how I could see how a man could be drawn to that. I mean, I'm talking about men who are perhaps looking to settle down, because those kind of women that dress that particular way, they're probably more harder to define, or not really define, but to see amongst the plethora of flesh that is out there. I think that's really what I'm trying to say this morning. And it leaves more to the imagination of a man. So I started to think about, well, why does it leave more to the imagination? What is it about that intrigues a man on a different level, as opposed to, here I am, I've got cleavage out, legs out, everything is on show. And it's just based on a simple principle that men respect anything that they have to invest effort into. So, you know, us ladies, we know you guys have got x-ray vision, and then when you look at a woman who's tastefully dressed, put together well, that if you find her attractive, you're stripping her mentally with your eyes. Yes, the testosterone inside of you makes you want to do that, and it buys into that, doesn't it? That men respect anything that they have to invest effort into, because there's more effort required to strip her of her clothes, right? There's more layers that you have to peel off. And I don't know if, I'm sure you've done that, where your mind has just wandered into areas, you know. And as a dating and a courtship coach, for some reason, perhaps it was about thinking about this show today, my mind just kind of wandered there. So men respect anything that they have to invest effort into. And when you think about it, it's no different than, you know, a young guy who's bought a new sports car. Now, if you were to, as a parent, just hand the keys to that young man, he'd probably get into all kind of trouble, right? He'd go and bang up the car. He probably wouldn't wash it or take care of it. But if that same person had to go out and mow lawns and trim trees and do newspaper rounds and flip a few burgers over the summer, work in McDonald's, you can understand that he would be much more appreciative of that vehicle, right? And if somebody said, okay, let's, you know, one of his friends said, let's just take the car and go on a really fast ride, he'd probably say, like, what? My prized possession? No, there's no way you're going to get into my car. Okay, do you know how much I've had to save up to buy these tires? So men respect what they have to invest in, anything that they have to invest effort for. And I was reading a story in one of my most favorite books, Why Men Marry Bitches. I love it. And there's a story in there that Sherry Argov relays. And she talks about Michael, who's a very simple, yet, simple guy. And he talks about his fiancée, Kate, who he says won his respect because she kept her presence of mind after sex. Now, he says that the first weekend they were intimate, Kate got a call from her aunt on Sunday morning from South America. She told Michael that it might take a while. So imagine this woman, she's just made love with a guy, okay? She gets a phone call and she's just in her phone call mode. She'd warned him beforehand that it might happen. 5 minutes passes, 10 minutes passes, you know, and she's on the phone. And he's obviously hinting to her like, hey, I'm here. Like, what about me? And her response to him is, look, do you have something else you need to do, to take care of? Please don't let me keep you if you need to go. Now, this is not the normal kind of advice that, you know, these columnists would give to this kind of situation. They would say, give all the attention to your man, you know, and all of that sort of stuff. But no, here's a woman who hasn't lost her mind because she's had sex or made love with a guy. She gave him the vibe that he was free to go. And that's in complete stark contrast to women, or to most women, who typically date and dote on a guy. And what she was actually showing is, look, I'm not going to give up who I am because of a night of passion. I'm not going to give up who my priority is for because of a night of passion. And it reminds me of the fact that they say that before a woman has sex, usually she's the one who has presence of mind. And then after sex, she loses that presence of mind. Whereas with men, it's the other way around. They lose their mind before they have the sex, and then afterwards they have the presence of mind, right? But here's a woman who's acting like a lady, but thinking like a man. And when you behave like that, it actually baffles the guy, because that's not what he's used to. Yeah. Coming back to that point I made earlier about, you know, the woman being dressed librarian type style, men appreciate what is different. Anything that is different from the norm, it kind of stands out to them, like, what? Yeah. So a librarian style type woman who is amongst a sea of flesh, if you want to put it that way, will stand out to him. She points out as different. A man wants something that is different. He wants something that's as different as the redhead that stands out in a room full of brunettes and blondes. She's the rarity. She's the one who's deemed as a catch because of the difference. Yes? The difference. Now, bearing in mind, I just said the difference, completely off topic. You can go to Amazon and get a copy of my book called The Difference by Valerie A. Campbell. So, what else can I share with you about men? Men are intrigued by anything that they do not completely control. You see, when, as a woman, you lose your composure, he knows that he has you under his thumb. He knows that he's in control. So, after sex, just do what guys do, right? Make a sandwich, you know, watch wrestling. No, I'm only kidding, okay? Just do what you do. And don't act like how he would normally expect a woman to act with him, like cloying and clinging and needy. Now, don't do things like allowing him to stop by without calling. Let the man put in some effort. Let him put in the effort. Yes, you might think, oh, it's just making a phone call. But it's a step to making an effort. Yeah, he doesn't just get to turn up at your front door. Listen, I'm even talking about boundaries here. Some of y'all need to keep your boundaries, maintain them, set them, and maintain them. And one of them is you don't let a guy just feel like you're easy to access and that he can just turn up at your door. Yeah, let him put some effort and let him pick up the phone and call you. Now, I don't want you to be acting like you're some kind of late night convenience for him either. Do not go stupid with him after sex. You got to make a man treat you with respect, and you do that by your actions. And I don't want you to make assumptions like, wow, well, that's how guys are, you know. They don't plan things in advance. They just do things impromptu. That's just a belief. That's all it is. It's just a belief. Put your needs first, okay? And then let everything else fall in around you. Let the chips fall where they may. But first of all, take care of your boundaries, your needs. It's a complete lie to say that men do not think or plan things in advance. You know, if it's the kickoff to the Super Bowl, or if it's a football match, as I'm here in London, it gets priority, right? They know how to organize the beers with a couple of friends. So men know how to plan things in advance, and they know how to do it very, very well. Why? Because it's something that is important to them. It is something that is of priority. So don't fall into that trap of believing that. The thing is, when you don't chase him, he will come looking for you. Remember, there's always two dynamics, the pursued and the pursuer. If you're not doing the chasing, he's going to come looking for you, right? You know, there's the story of the guy that had just slept with his girlfriend. And he announced to her that he was going away, you know, just for a weekend, meeting up with the boys and all of that kind of thing. And he kind of looked at her, just kind of looked at her out of the side of his eye, just to see what reaction. He was expecting her to kind of like, you know, go crazy on him. And that he was... And they would have to reassure her. But when she didn't behave like that, he was kind of like really surprised. What did she do instead? Well, she made plans for herself and her girlfriend. She went out, she enjoyed herself, and she didn't call him. And so what happened? the guy that was usually that would have usually been pursued by girls was now thwarted by the difference in this girl. She didn't call him. By the time she got home, she had numerous missed calls from him. Listen, if a man wants to call you, if he wants to find you, he wants to locate you, he will find time to call. He will make you his priority. When she got home, there he was sitting on her steps waiting for her when she came back from church. Now, in order to represent the difference, always keep an element of mystery in your relationship. Don't do routine sex. Keep it sporadic, unpredictable. And in a relationship, it makes it so much more intense for a guy. So instead of the predictable, you know, every Thursday, every Tuesday, right? Even sounds boring, even saying that, right? You know, spice it up a little bit. Guys don't forget like stuff like that. You know, it's almost like foreplay of the mind. Yeah. Foreplay of the mind. So never underestimate the power of what you say to a man before or after sex. A man will put far more value in a relationship and feel more connected to you when you genuinely enjoy the art of sex. And of course, making him feel like, you know, he's extra special. Have you ever been in a situation where you feel as if you're being deliberately provoked by your partner or your new date, your new relationship? The thing is, it is deliberate. A guy will annoy you deliberately just so that he can be alert to your response. He'll consciously probe around the edges of your nice girl attitude just so that he can see who you are, just so he can see the boundaries and test the boundaries. And why is that? He wants to know what your backbone is like. He wants to know how set are you on your boundaries, right? Your boundaries, think about it. That's your backbone, right? He wants to see how smart you are. He wants to see how alert you are to his pressings of your buttons. And most of all, he wants to actually see if you recognize when he behaves poorly and how you actually pull him up on it. Think about it. No guy is actually going to come up to you and say, "Wow, I really dealt with you badly." No guy's going to say that. He knows. A guy knows when he's treating you badly. He knows when he's pushing his luck. But then, through your reaction, he then gets to figure out where he stands by you in terms of how emotional you become. You see, when you're upset, that's when a man knows that you care. And that's when he knows that he is the one in control. Act like a lady, think like a man. You see, when you as a woman, you react emotionally to a guy gets three things. He gets his attention, he gets control, and he gets this feeling of importance. He feels like he's on a pedestal. When a man pushes your pressure points just to see how you react, be alert to it. Because the moment that he sees that your emotions are heightened, that they're supercharged, he starts to think, I've got this one. And he categorizes you as a woman who can't be taken too seriously. because of your emotion. You know, if you're one of those women that throw... throw pots and pans. I'm sure that you don't do that. But if you're one of those women that do have that overreact to situations, and you cry or you speak in a high tone of voice, then he knows how much power he has over you. One of the things that men do in dating, and I'm sure that you've all experienced it, is the test that men will usually do when he begins to pull back in just a small way. It's a test. He pulls back just to see what will happen. And he may just conveniently forget to call. It's not that he's forgotten to call. Or sometimes you might find him looking at another woman whilst he's in your presence. In each case, he's looking to see how you are going to react. He's looking to see your level of emotional control. This speaks a lot. And when he sees you not reacting the way that he expected you to respond, he says, okay, this one's different. And like I said, men like what's different. You see, when you are too emotional, a man knows that he can manipulate you. And he will use it. He will assume he doesn't have to give as much in the way of a commitment in order to keep you there. Because you've already shown him. I'm under your control. Right? However, if you don't become emotional and you respond to him like how a man would, you know, with a level head, he will see it as a sign of strength. Okay, so there's a way that you can communicate to a guy how you feel about a particular thing without the emotion. Clear and cut and concise. I don't appreciate da-da-da-da-da-da-da and leave it at that. And when you're like that with a guy, what you'll find is that his trust and his respect for you will deepen. And he'll actually want to take the relationship to a next level. You won't have to ask him anything. He will just change gears because he realizes he is dealing with someone who he can call an equal. So, for example, one of my clients told me a situation, funny enough, a couple of days ago, where her guy came round to her house on a day that she would normally be working. She was, in fact, working. And she heard bang, bang, bang on the door. And she came in and he was like, oh, how come you've not answered your phone? I've been calling you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And she said, well, you know that I'm at work, right? I'm working from home. I'm at work. And I was on a call. I was in a Zoom call. And, you know, she could see, or she had observed over the last few days that, you know, he was a bit rough around the edges. Maybe work had got to him, et cetera, et cetera. And so what she did is she basically hugged him and said, okay, what is this really about? Because really what he was actually looking for was attention. That was really what he was looking for attention. She gave him the attention, very brief, but then she explained to him, I have to go to work. Okay, he left. However, what she then did, which I had to commend her for, she then called him after she knew that he'd calmed down and she had a conversation with him. And she explained to him, never again come to her house unannounced like that while she's at work, with the intention to use her as an emotional punch bag. Okay? She set that boundary. She set the boundary. Had she not had that conversation, he would have felt that it was okay for him to do that again. You know, sometimes, of course, we all have crummy days. We all have days that are just, right? Leaves your your nerve ends frazzled. But you can allow a man in that situation to just allow him to wind down and split. Or in that case, allow him to split. Calm down, give him a drink, or whatever you have to do. And then you deal with the outburst later on. You see, in that case, the man will have your full respect. Because he within himself knows what he's done, and you've called him out on it. Because he's thinking, wow, she saw me coming. She read the situation. She calmed me down because, look, ultimately, a man wants you to be his safe haven. And then she called me out on my shh. Not allowed to, I don't know if I can say that live on the show. But yeah, she called him out on his mm-mm. Okay? Because he realized within himself that he was being quite a jerk. So the best way to actually set your boundaries with a guy is to control the ebb and the flow of your attention when he is testing you. And an emotional reaction is always a reward, especially if it's negative attention. An emotional reaction is always a reward if it's a negative attention. Don't allow your buttons to be pressed and to be pulled into a situation where you have to now, or you feel drawn to give an emotional reaction. Remember, there's a fine line between testing and disrespect. So consider, which one are you allowing? So for example, a man might test you, okay? He may show up late, okay? And therefore he wants to see how you're going to react, okay? But if a guy is then missing in action for a week at a time, that's disrespect, right? That's not testing. That's just blatant disrespect. If you're out at a party, for example, and a man or your man glances over at another woman, you know, he's looking at you thinking you're going to be following his eyes and saying, "Who? You know, why are you looking at her?" That's okay. All right, you got that. But if he's going to leave you and go and talk to another woman for the whole of the rest of the evening, with no regard for how you feel, that is disrespect. And so disrespect is something that is not someone testing you, but it's repeated and it's continual. And a man's inattention, when it becomes more and more blatant, when it becomes more hurtful, when it becomes more intentionally mean-spirited, it's a sign that the relationship has eroded over time. So there's no such thing as a little bit of disrespect. Because when a man sees that you'll accept it, even a little bit, it entices him to do it even greater and with even more audacity. So have zero tolerance for disrespect. Think about it. If something entered into your mouth, if you ate something and you thought, "Oh, this is disgusting," would you tolerate it on your tongue? No, you wouldn't. You're going to spit it out, right? So you deal with it the same way. So don't allow your buttons to be pressed. I hope that this added value to you today. Ladies, I know you're listening in. Implement this. Share this with your friends. And if
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.